ほめ、
薄いのアホ。
プリズムパワーメイクアップ、オンカードレディー。
果てしない未来広がるこの空、新しい自分に生まれ変わる。世界中幸せの雪を降らせてみせるよ。
Welcome to Shoujo and Tell, where we discuss shoujo manga and tell who's hot and who's not, talk about themes, and just generally geek out. Today, May 25th, 2018, we'll be shoujo and telling about the series Pre-Tier by Junichi Saito and Kaori Naruse. I'm your host, Ashley McDonald, and I'm joined by Mei Fisher Guest. Hey, Mei.
Hey.
Hey, Mei. For people who, you know, don't listen to all the Digimon podcasts.
Why wouldn't they?
I don't understand why they're not, but, you know, who are you, Mei?
I am Mei, as my name would usually show. I have another podcast, which is covering Digimon. We compare the English dub and the original Japanese version, and it's called Lost in Translationmon. And it's also my co-host's first time watching Digimon, so we kind of go through and sort of like, hey, what do you think about this? And he's like, it's bad. And I'm like, no, it's not, but it's good. And that's the podcast. That's it.
That's the whole podcast. And yes, I have a rival Digimon podcast, but we're friends. We like Pre-Tier, apparently. That's cool. I don't know.
We now shoujoing telling and not digivolving.
Yeah, we're not digivolving our differences. That's right. But Mei, you are the Pre-Tier expert here. So would you like to give a plot synopsis of what has happened in this manga?
Expert as in, like, I only remembered Pre-Tier existed a couple of months ago, and I was like, hey, Ashley, when Pre-Tier? And Ashley was like, hey, want to record with me? There's a manga. And I was like, oh, okay. And then it actually happened. Like, oh, wow, I haven't actually thought about this in maybe 10 years.
Yeah, that's how I roll, you know? If you're going to be like, where's Pre-Tier? I'm like, we got this.
Yeah, because I was like, I want to cover Nana, because that's, like, it's probably more of a Jose than a shoujo, but, like, it's really good, but also incomplete. Because the mangaka got really sick and it's been on like hiatus for 10 years or something, or 15 years, which is sad. But this is good. Pre-Tier is good and short.
Right. See, I've been avoiding things that got put on hiatus because stuff like DNA Angel is suddenly back and I'm like, oh my God, what? I don't understand. These like hiatus series suddenly come back like a decade later. I'm like, I don't know. I'm holding out hope. That's what I'm saying.
Well, Nana ended on like a cliffhanger. Like things were happening and then it's just like, find out next time. And then we never did.
You're never going to find out.
I'm so sad. The anime finished, but like the manga, there was no ending there. Something just happened.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm trying to avoid that and talk about short little Pre-Tier, which is like weird. You want to tell people how weird it is?
Yeah. So basically, and I fully did not realize that this was sort of like a Snow White Cinderella story until I looked at the manga and the manga actually said a new Snow White story. I was like, oh, okay, I guess that makes sense. And then I realized it did. So it starts off with the usual fairy tale way of the dad remarries, and now all of a sudden they're from these sort of, I wouldn't say like super poor family, but they weren't super well off. And now they're basically living in a mansion. Like the new mum, the stepmom is super rich and has two, like, I guess, perfect daughters, quote unquote, that they're not really ugly stepsisters because both are considered gorgeous, I guess.
They're very pretty.
Yeah. And then Himeno meets seven boys who say she's a magical girl, which seems completely legitimate. And I love that her reaction is just like, they're a cult.
They look like a cult in their white, like, whatever they're wearing. They totally look like a cult.
They're in robes.
Yeah, it's creepy.
They're told that there's some darkness and that needs stopping. And it's endangering this this thing called Leaf of the World. And they're called the Leaf Knights. And she's like, ah, these guys are crazy.
But they're hot, so it's okay.
It's okay. They can't be evil because they're hot.
Yeah, that's how it works, right?
Basically. Basically, that's like the fairy tale, like, oh yes, the ones who are ugly, they're the evil ones. The super hot ones, yeah, they're good, you can trust them. Thumbs up. Yeah. So Himeno merges with each boy and gets a different outfit, like she touches their hands and then they become one in a completely not creepy at all way.
There's no sexual overtones, no.
Yeah. Except for like, I feel like the first one didn't so much, and then all of a sudden, like she like it dawned on her, like she realizes it. I think in volume 2 or 3, and she gets like a little bit embarrassed about it.
Yeah, she definitely does.
We find out that the last Pre-Tier became the Pre-Tier of Darkness, and she's basically what's making nature go weird, because the Pre-Tier of Darkness and the Pre-Tier is sort of like two heads, like two opposite sides of a coin. I think it's actually described as that. And she's coming back, and that's why there's red snow and all the nature's going weird. She turned evil because Hayate didn't return her feelings because she was in love with him, and he basically said, I can't love you, and I sort of led you on a little bit just so you'd be the prettier.
But let's be friends.
So we find out, surprise, surprise, the stepmom is actually being possessed by the Preti of Darkness, and then Himeno talks her out of being evil, and now the world's happy.
Yay, happy world.
Yay.
The series was weird.
Yeah, it is very weird. I like it. Like, I really enjoy it. I like how Himeno is, and this is more obvious in the manga, but she's, like, trained in multiple martial arts. More obvious in the anime, sorry. It's, I think, only mentioned once in the manga.
But she, like, kicks people a lot.
Yeah. But it's, like, I think it's, like stated, like, maybe in the first episode that she's, or maybe second, that she's just, like, super trained in martial arts and it's kind of what she does outside of her school hours.
I did wonder how much you identified with Himeno. So I was like, this person seems much like how I understand Mei in my mind.
I loved, when I first saw this, like, I had the exact same hairstyle. This was 10 years ago, so I would have been 15 or 16. So I was basically Himeno's age. When I first saw this, I had short hair, I had one good friend who was kind of nerdy with glasses. And I was just like, oh my God, this is me. Where are my attractive boys?
Yeah, I mean, where are they, Mei? Did you find them?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I hid them. Like, I hid them. They're all in. They're in a little house. They're my dwarf boys.
Yeah. For some reason, the seven dwarves suddenly got really hot. I don't understand. Yeah. Or cute.
Well, she actually said, she's like, well, they're not really dwarves. I guess I'm more like Cinderella.
Yeah.
But I love this. I really like Preti. It's dumb, but it's really, like, cute.
Is that what you like the best about it? Is that it's just cute?
Oh, I know. I really like the different outfits, but I guess that's a lot of magical girl anime. Like, with Cardcaptor Sakura, it's the same sort of like, oh, she has a new outfit every time because her girlfriend made her one. But in this one, yep. It's just kind of like, oh, the boy makes a new outfit. And I think the fire one's the best outfit. It is really cool.
Yeah, I really was like, I really expected to like go more than I did, though. I don't know. I guess I'm not into the big brother type. I was like, I want you to be more, like, fiery and angry. Like,
I feel like he's got more of a person. Like, I think they all have a bit more of a personality in the anime because I guess they can do much. A scene I remember is that in the anime, I think that it's Kay and he says something that annoys Manin, and Manin, like, freezes his tea. And he's just like, he froze my tea. And I don't know why. I remember that scene more than anything else, and I don't know why.
He froze my tea, and then I burned him to death. Oh, boy. All right. So, yes. So, I should clarify that Preteer as a manga was published by ADV Manga, which means it is unfortunately out of print in the North Americas. And I, at least... So, like, strangely, volumes 1 through 3 were really easy to find and, like, pretty cheap. For whatever reason, 2 was also, like, semi-hard to find, and then 4 was just, like, definitely 4 times the price of all the other ones. And I was like, okay, weird, but sure. I mean, I still paid, like, less than $40 overall for them, so I mean...
That's pretty alright.
That's fine. Maybe libraries still have it for listeners who are curious about all the ways in which it's different than the anime, which we're definitely getting to.
I have a lot of notes, like, even though it has been like 10 years since I saw the anime, for some reason I remember a lot of the things that were the most obvious, if that makes sense.
That makes sense. And the anime is definitely, you can watch that pretty easily. It is currently on Crunchyroll and Funimation. Check that. I have not seen, I'm going to, spoil alerts for all the listeners, I have not watched the anime, unfortunately. I know I'm a bad person. Somehow I missed this movement where Preteer was cool back in like 2002 or whatever. I watched one episode just so I could have a basis in what it was like and perhaps the differences. There are some obvious ones, so, you know, it was helpful. But yeah, I was curious, Mei, like, if people have only seen the anime, are they going to be able to, I mean, they're going to be curious about the anime to manga differences, I suppose, but like, otherwise, are the stories at all similar? Because the vibe I got from reading some summaries was like, not really.
It's different in some ways, but the same in some. The identity of Takao is not the mother in the anime. So that is a spoiler for people who haven't read the manga and have watched the anime. It's got a completely different identity. So who's a completely different character, who's there from the start. So I guess, yeah, you can follow along, but you've probably already been spoiled from the plot about the ending. Sorry.
That's okay. I mean, I'm assuming that most people have, like, at least watched the anime, and I assume it has a similar ending where it's like they defeat the Princess of Disaster or whatever. Like, yay.
Yeah, it's defeated in a different way. I like the manga way better, though.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah, so, like, definitely most curious thing from listeners. We got some questions. Was about the anime to manga differences. So, Obsessed Nerd J on Instagram says, like, I love Future. Haven't read the manga, only seen the anime. So how does the manga compare to the anime?
I prefer the manga. There are a few points I noticed are very different. Am I allowed to say what the ending is in the manga?
Yeah.
Okay, so basically what happens is that Taoko, who's the Pretty of Darkness, was actually one of Himeno's maids, who is like a character through the series, who like shows up alongside the butler, who is also more of a character in the anime. So basically, she was sort of like a supporting character who you know the name of, so you're kind of like, when it happens. So she doesn't possess anyone, which is like the main thing that the Pretty of Darkness seems to do in the manga. She's like, you know, she possesses the random maid, and then she possesses Mayune, and then she possesses the mum. So Susame turns out to be evil because of his love for Taoko that was unrequited. And it is mentioned that he liked her in the manga, but he doesn't do a face heel turn or anything. So he ends up getting Mawata to do his bidding for her. And Susame and Taoko end up together. And that's basically how the Pretty of Darkness becomes good, for what I can remember, is that Susame's like, hey, no, but I like you. And she's like, really? Someone can like me? And then she's like, I guess I won't kill everyone then.
That's how the anime is?
From what I can remember. I remember being very upset by that when I was a kid, because I was just like, Himeno's just unlocked the white Pretty, which only shows up in the final battle, by the way, not just like...
not just randomly. Yeah, okay.
And the other thing is, when she becomes the white Pretty in the anime, she kind of, like, she becomes all of them. Like, at one, like she flashes all of them each one, like, every second.
She merges with all of them?
Yeah, so you see each design, and you have, like, until this point, you don't actually see her merging with the Leaf Knight of Plants.
Mm.
So this is the only shot you get of what her and Shin would make. Oh. So they never merge, and Shin doesn't die in the anime at all, so that's a thing.
That's definitely a thing.
But yeah, I didn't like the anime ending, how it was just like, oh yeah, I like you. I like you too. Now we're together forever, but also somewhat evil. I think they live in some evil dimension, maybe, possibly. That I don't quite remember. It was weird. They're like, oh, now they can be together forever in each other's arms. I think also Hayate dies, but is brought back to life by the white Pretty. But somewhat know. Also, the stepmom and the dad have a really good relationship, and they're like lovey-dovey all the time, constantly in the anime.
So different. Okay, wait. Yeah. That baffles me only because reading volumes 1 and 2 of the manga, I was like, okay, this is flowing logically. Like, Takeo or whatever her name is like, has this past with Hayate, and she became Princess of Darkness. Like, cool that we're focusing on this, like, Hayate is really emo and doesn't want Himeno to be the Pretty because of this past where he, like, made the Pretty into the Princess of Darkness, and he's like, I don't want to do that again or whatever, and you're like, cool. And then it, like, resets in volume 3, and I was like, okay, is this reset, like, because my assumption is that, so we got another question that's from Jetlag Senpai, who's at Nakara on Twitter, like, knowing the manga came after the anime, which variant do you prefer? Which, spoiler alert, the manga did not come after the anime. The manga was published first in June of 2000, and the first episode of the anime did not air until April 4th of 2001. So, like, my assumption had basically been that, like, you know, the manga was based off of early prototypes for the anime, because it's definitely not, like, it does not feel like an original manga thing, right? Like, no. Mm. But then that, like, you know, halfway through, they had a more clear vision of the anime, so then the manga was trying to, like, imitate the anime more. So it kind of, like, reset at the beginning of volume three, and like suddenly we got like reintroduced to these characters. There's definitely some of that influence having watched the first episode, like the character design stuff at least. Like Hayate no longer has a ponytail, which I greatly miss. Bring back your ponytail, Hayate. Damn it. And like there's that weird, they start adding that like weird little bird thing into like some promotional things in the manga.
Yeah, that's like a thing, like an entire like a species in the anime that's just sort of there whenever they go to Leafania. They're just kind of like floating around, and they like they hang out with them all the time. They're just not in the manga. They're just, I'm just like, oh, it's on the cover, so I guess it, yeah.
I was like, okay, cool. So like, I definitely got, I just, yeah, I got a sense that it was like, okay, now the manga has done this weird turn in volume three where suddenly it's like much more about, you know, the stepmom, Natsue, being the Princess of Darkness, or like possessed by the Princess of Darkness or whatever, and like much more dark and depressing, where Himeno is like, seems to have actually, like, you know, I feel like throughout the series she gets more and more depressed, which is, I guess there's, you know, there's a precedent for that with like Utena and like dark series like that. But it was just weird because it felt like we were getting happier, like we had come to an understanding at the end of volume two. And then by volume three and four, it was like, no, like we're going in a different direction. We're focusing on the family and all of their drama. But then to know that that's not the anime either, I'm like, I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't remember her being like, the only time she was sort of sad in the anime from, as I said, what I can remember, it's been a while. But she, this is a very vague memory, but there's a point where she becomes annoyed because she has feelings for Hayate. And then she's like, maybe I should just like Sasame instead, because Sasame's like hanging out with me. He's like, we're getting along. He's all nice to me. Hayate's a bit of a jerk. I'm gonna try and like Sasame, because that's something that people can do. And then he turns out to be evil, like that episode, I think.
Oh no, that's so different than what he is now.
Like the manga has like not that much romance between her and the knights, but in the anime, she's like, yeah, romance. She's gonna end up with Hayate. Like it's not. I don't know. It didn't seem as like it's. I feel like Himeno had like more like romantic feelings for Mawata than for any of the knights
in the manga.
Yeah, in the manga.
Oh yeah, totally. There's a moment where I'm like, okay, so they're a ship, right? Like Mawata totally wants Himeno, and Himeno's like, I want Mawata's approval.
Yeah, I think Mayune also probably wants Himeno a little bit, because like no one's that mean. Like in the anime, she's not that mean. Like in the manga, she's just like wants to, like everyone wants to destroy Himeno's life and is like trying to hurt her, trying to like, you know, injure her, trying to like put thumbtacks in her slippers, glue her feet in, trying to just make her day bad. In the anime, it's just kind of like, hey, Himeno, we don't like that you're not rich. That's about it.
So we're going to do some mild gossip about you. Like the first episode of the anime, which again is the only one I watched, did involve, there were classmates that were like talking to Himeno's friend Yayoi. Yeah.
Yayoi, I think. Yeah, something like that.
Yayoi, Yowie.
Something like that.
Yowie. Yowie. Yes, that's her nickname now. Yowie. Being like, you shouldn't hang out with Himeno. She's like weird and blah, 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 blah. And then like Himeno like destroys a desk because she's so strong. But that was all I gathered. That was, so nobody destroyed her life yet. She destroyed a desk because she's cool. Like
that. She's scary.
Yeah.
I was gonna say I have another difference is something that like, this was like one of the first differences that I noticed besides Kei and Sasame's designs, is that Manen, Hajime, and Shin are knights who were reborn because they died fighting the Preteer of Darkness. And in the anime, it turns out that Manen is just really, really, really angry all the time because he has those memories from when he was like fighting the Preacher of Darkness. So he's actually like 20 something, but he's in this kid's body and everyone's treating him like a child. So in the manga, the Manen, Hajime, and Shin don't have these memories, but in the anime, they fully remember it all, and they're just like, oh yeah, Manen's just kind of grumpy because he's super old, but he's like 8, and no one listens to him now.
Yeah, he's definitely the children are definitely relegated to being children.
Yeah, especially Shin.
Yeah,
who's like totally. 4, I think. Like he looks like he's about 4.
Yeah, I don't even know, but he looks super young. She merges with him twice, though. I mean, the second time it kills him, so that's like not great, but you know, whatever.
Doesn't happen in the anime.
Doesn't happen in the anime, apparently.
It's Woof. So cute, though. Like, their combination's so cute. Like, it's like a little green dress. It's cute.
Yeah, so, I mean, I can't really answer the question of which do I prefer. From what Mei is telling me, it feels like I like the manga more because it's all dark and pretty and whatever. You also said that you liked the manga more.
Yeah, I preferred the manga. I was like, oh, yeah, I remember Pretty being all right. But, like, I remember not liking the ending. I prefer the manga ending because it's not like, don't worry, a boy liking you will make you not evil.
Yeah, that's definitely not the ending.
The scene that I like in the manga is, like, basically the Pretty of Darkness forgot how to say Pretty for a second, sort of collapses in Himeno's arms, and it's just really nice.
Yeah, and the solution to it, no boys, screw boys, man.
Her own magic, her white Pretty, no boys, just her.
Yeah, because she definitely does not merge with them to make that white Pretty. She just like finds the magic within herself to do it. Yeah,
in the anime, it's like a combination. You only ever see it in the last episode, and it's like all of the Pretty outfits like flash on her like a second each, and then like she becomes the white Pretty. And the manga is just like it's from within herself, like it's her own magic, and I like that. Like no boys, they can help at some points, but like at the end of the day, like she's doing her own thing, and that's cool.
Yeah, they definitely feel like pretty secondary in the second half of this manga, to be honest.
Yeah, which is good.
Yeah, but again, bring Hayate's ponytail back. That's all I'm saying. He was hotter with it. That's all.
I mean, the manga almost had a nod to Susame's anime design when Susame starts wearing glasses at the end because his design in the manga, he wears glasses. Unfortunately, Kei and Susame still look very similar in the manga, which is like...
Oh my god, yes.
I appreciate Kei's design in the anime. He's like, he's dark skin, he's got like this long blonde hair, and he's like, he's pretty flamboyant and looks completely different. But in the manga, he just looks like Susame. Like, I'm glad they gave Susame glasses in the last chapter.
Yeah, that was definitely a nod to the anime, because there is at the end of, like, I want to say volume 3.
Yeah, volume 3. Yeah.
Where they, like, do the anime to whatever, to manga comparison.
Yeah.
And the artist is like, I can't draw like this person. And also, hey, these characters are totally different.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Kei looks exactly like Susame, except his hair is like slightly wavier or something. Like, you
know? Yeah,
there's like a slight difference.
In some scenes, just like, oh, I thought Susame was sick. Oh, wait, no, that's Kei. Never mind.
That's Kei. Never mind. So much less exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sasami's also just like kind of a little creepy to me. He always seemed a little evil still.
Yeah, he does seem a little bit creepy, and I was waiting for him to become evil, and it never sort of happened. Like when he mentions, I used to like someone, but she also liked someone, but that was also unrequited. I was like, evil? Because I did like Sasami turning evil. I didn't like him being the only thing to like, I don't know, turn Taco back or whatever. But I appreciated him being evil because it's like a nice turn. I appreciated the Preacher of Darkness possessing the mum, that's still kind of like a shock thing, but actually being a character, that's cool. Imagine if it was Yaoi. Imagine if she was just a Preacher of Darkness, like, I was trying to keep you close. Yeah. 16 years. Can happen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess what I was saying before was that, yeah, like, what happens at the end of the manga with the stepmom, because it's just, like, the way that she beats the Princess of Darkness is that, like, there's a lot of themes of, like, you know, you don't understand me, and maybe if everybody just got what they wanted, they wouldn't be so sad. And Himeno is basically like, hey, you keep trying to take all this leaf that isn't yours, but you know what? I'm just gonna, what if I just give it all to you? Here you go. You have it now. Cool. You're happy. And it's like, wait, what? Okay, cool. I guess. Yeah. I guess that worked out. I don't know. I like it. You hugged and it was cool. Great.
and then it turns out the Quaru didn't run away. He was just writing a novel for his wife, and it was just really cute because they like had a fight. It was so cute.
Yeah. I mean, that I'm kind of like, okay, that was cute. But also I don't like the plots where it's like, you could have avoided people being mad at you if you just told them what you were doing. I'm a very big advocate for that. You know, surprises always seem nice in your head, but they never really work out because you're just withholding information, and that makes the person grumpy, right? Yeah,
like he could just say, hey, I'm going off. I mean, even if he said like a business trip or like, I mean, if it's he's still gonna have it as a surprise, but he shouldn't have just left because that caused like everyone to be upset. Like Himena was like, he left without me, and Moana's like, yeah, he left without you, and Muyun is like, ha ha ha, you're both useless.
Yeah.
So everyone was sad, but he could have just said, oh, I'm going away to run an errand or do something. Still have it as a surprise. But yeah, you know, you're right. If he actually had some communication, I guess the end couldn't happen because Natsune needed to like have a bit of a freak out because her husband left. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess it's just like he could have left. He could have implied that he was leaving temporarily, but then he definitely frames it as like, I just have to go now, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and I'm like, no.
The outcome's cute though.
The outcome is cute. That is true. I agree. Oh, yeah, because his deal is that like he was a really big novelist that Natsue really loved. And then after she finds out, you know, that he is no longer attached to a lady because his wife died, she goes and marries him. But then he has not written in a while because obviously he's very sad and a drunkard. And that really inhibits his ability to write. So, but in the end, he regains his abilities to write, I suppose. And I feel like we've been answering this most of the time, but, you know, I'll ask it clearly. Bookmark Boulevard on Twitter had asked, you know, like, haven't read the manga yet. In regards to the questions, what did you enjoy about it? And if there was something you didn't like, what do you think could have been done to make it better?
Basically, the only thing I didn't like about the manga was K's design, I guess. That I'm glad that it was improved by the anime. And I guess, as we just mentioned, the Kaworu just leaving. But I guess that's like a character flaw, not like a writing flaw. I think it's a pretty good manga. Like, I liked it. It's silly in some points, but I like it.
Yeah, I guess I just wish it was, like, overall more cohesive. Because, again, there is that weird break between the volumes, and it's kind of like, wait, what? Like, I don't understand. I get that you're bringing in some anime elements, but then you're also, like, clearly very divergent from that. And just, what was this the vision all along? Like, I don't know. I'm not sure it was. But overall, I guess it's like, I struggle because I do really like the elements of the story. I feel like it's a story about wanting to be loved, you know, like without any caveats, right? Like, you just want somebody to love you unconditionally. Because they're always like, you know, all the issues basically are Moana being like, nobody sees me for who I am. They just see me because I'm rich. And Himeno's like, nobody sees me for who I really am, even though I think she has like pretty low self-worth in that regard. So like, but like Kaoru is like, Natsue probably only married me because I'm an author. And if I'm not an author, does she love me? Like, does she love me as a person? What are all those things? And like, I liked that aspect of the story. At the same time, I feel like most of the time in which it's framed like that, it's though, like, I gave instances in which it's very clear normally what they're talking about. But overall, I think the way that they talk about it is very vague in a way that's kind of frustrating. Like, they're always talking about like, nobody can see me for what I really am and like all these things. And I'm like, but what is the essence that you think is you that nobody understands? Like, I never grasped exactly what they wanted other people to grasp in them. And so I mean,
they're like teenagers, like, you don't understand me. And not even I understand me.
I know. Even I, nobody can understand me. But like, yeah, it was just frustrating to be like, but what do you want them to understand? What, I don't, that you're more than what you are? Like, okay, but I don't know. sure. But overall, I really liked the, I think it was the appropriate level of darkness to like twists and redemptive cuteness, I guess. But overall, it's like, it's a pretty weirdly constructed story, I must say.
It did feel like, yeah, you're right. It did jump, like, suddenly. Like, we're just like, oh, yeah, this is okay pace. Oh, gosh.
Oh, gosh. Why are we here now? What's happening?
Like, I feel like the anime had a good pace. Again, 10 years. But the manga, yeah, you're right. Just sort of, the pacing was a little bit all over the place. But, yeah, you're right about it not being entirely cohesive. But, like, I still enjoyed, like, I'm pretty easy to please when it comes to consuming media. It's just, like, if something's, like, functional, I'll be like, yeah, this is good, I like it.
This is good, I like it.
Maybe it's because like I like the ending more in the manga. I was like, yeah, this is good, I like this. Himeno is good. Boys are unnecessary. I like this.
Right. It's very, it has good things going for it. I guess I would put, we can move up art talk, but like, it's also very pretty. It's just very
pretty. It's so pretty. It's so pretty.
Is it prettier? I think it's prettier than the anime from the one episode I watched. I'm gonna throw that out there.
I know the anime has like, you can actually see the colors of like the outfit she wears, but like, I really do like the art style in the manga, but like, I don't really pay attention too much to, art styles in, when I consume things, I'm just like, this is okay. Like, this is good. I'm enjoying this. And, you know, if it's really bad, I'm like, this is bad. But I like the art style. But it is very cute. The colors in the anime were kind of like, they had a lot of, like, pastel blues and pinks and stuff for memory. Like, it was very, very soft and, like fairy floss colors. Like, it was very soft and, I don't know, I'm trying to describe with my hands, but it's an audio thing. So I'm just like sort of doing soft things with my hands. Like it's soft colors.
I know what you mean from watching the one. It's like very, I don't want to say washed out, but like I can't grasp a more clear thing than washed out right now.
Yeah.
But I do agree that like seeing them in color is also a little bit more fun because looking at the anything that is like there are pages that are in color in the manga, but I was always like, what is the canonical color of Hayate's hair? Black, blue? I don't even know.
Also, did I imagine, or was the one of the colors for Go, did he have like blue hair at some point in one of those sheets, or did I just see another character and think it was Go?
Oh, I don't know. He has, like, it wouldn't surprise me.
He's got like red hair in the anime, I think, or like this brownish red.
Oh yeah, his hairstyle is slightly different in the anime, but it's definitely like brownish red. And I'm pretty sure at some point in the like the his character profile in the manga says that he's supposed to have red streaks in his hair. He does have that weird like streak thing going on. But yeah, it was just very confusing being like, I don't know what color any of these things are supposed to be in these illustrated. I don't know what canonical anything is. That's cool.
I don't think the mangaka knows. I think it's just like, maybe they dye their hair a lot. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just like whatever I feel like right now.
Well, this is the pen that I had out, and it's blue, so we're going to go with blue hair today.
Yeah, we're going to go with blue hair today. Yo, Hayate definitely had blue hair at some point, and then black at a different point, and I was like, I don't know. I don't know anymore.
It's like blue-black in the anime for memory. Like, it's like that really dark blue that's like black that a lot of like anime characters have when they don't want to just give a character black hair, they give them really dark blue hair.
Yeah, to be edgy or like cool or whatever.
Like I had that hair color in high school because I wanted to be edgy. So maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I also had Shadow the Hedgehog hair at one point in high school because like I for some reason didn't get in trouble for having black hair with red streaks. I was just like, this is who I am.
This is who I am inside. Why can't anybody see the real me? Yeah,
exactly. This is the real me. I'm Shadow the Hedgehog.
Perfect. Exactly. I really wish Mawada had come and just said that at some point. Y'all don't understand me. I'm Shadow the Hedgehog.
I just want to go fast on my rollerblades.
It would have been so good. But yes, I suppose, you know, pre-tier, we should talk about its fairy tale connections more overtly, I suppose. I'm very curious because, okay, wait, I'm going to look at this to make sure that I am correct. Okay, yes. So like on the volumes of manga, it says that it is the new legend of Snow White. And I'm like, okay, I feel it with your seven non-dwarves, with your seven hot men and children who come along. But otherwise, I'm like, isn't it more Cinderella, though? Like,
well, she does say, I think it's the start of volume 3 or volume 4, I'm also like Cinderella. But the Snow White connection, that's also said on the Japanese title, I think. I can read like the kanji for new and the kanji for white and the kanji for snow, and that's about it. for okay. Memory, I remember looking like, ah, oh, that probably looks exactly like what the other one says, but hopefully, maybe. But yeah, it's like, I think it's only connected to Snow White in the fact that she has short hair, she has a headband, there are seven men, and she, the white prettier, I guess, is like white, Snow White. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it starts off with them being like, we need to make the snow white because the snow is currently red for symbolic reasons. But yeah, overall, I was like, wait, but isn't like evil stepsisters and all these other things Cinderella? And that seems, I don't know, I guess in my mind, that seemed more plot relevant by the end because it is all like suddenly a family drama about beating the princess of a disaster who is, you know, her stepmom in the end. So I'm kind of like, okay. That's how I felt.
Mm.
But yeah, I guess on the, and the only other, I guess, snow connection is her last name is Awayuki, which is blue snow, right? I don't know, Japanese.
I'm not sure about, I know Owl is blue, but also her first name is Princess. Yuki is snow, yes. So it is still Princess something snow.
Yeah, she is the princess of snow.
My Japanese dictionary, if I can get anything for it. But, like, yes, Yuki, yes. I'm not sure if it's blue. Okay, apparently the foam of the beer. That might not be the same.
The foam of the manga, beer.
Yes, Princess Foam of the Beer, the Australian princess.
Yes. Heck yes.
I don't even know. I can't believe there's a word for that. Like,
can't you, though? Can't you?
Like, it's just beer foam. Oh, I'm trying to find her name written in kanji.
It is hard always to guess what the Japanese meaning of things is supposed to be when it really depends on the kanji and all we are getting is a romanized version of their names. So you're like, I don't know. I think it means this. I don't know. What do I know? I'm just a schmuck. I don't know Japanese. I don't study Japanese. I just pick up like 5 words every year.
Okay, Awayuki is... okay, I've got the kanji. It means... Okay, Awayuki means light snowfall.
Light snowfall.
So the kanji... The first kanji is thin, faint, pale, fleeting. Mm. I guess snow... So snow, like white, I guess. And Yuki is snow, so if pale snow, snow white... Okay, her last name's just Snow White. I guess you could read it that way. And yeah, the Japanese title is Shin Shirayuki Hime Densetsu Purita. So Shirayuki, that's white snow. Shin is new. I don't know what the other ones are.
So they just made, they like did 2 different ways of saying Snow White. Is that what you're telling me? I think that's what you just said to me. I think that's what
yeah, well, yeah, so Shirayuki is white snow. And her name is Awayuki, which is pale snow.
Okay. I see what you did there, manga.
Yes.
Good job.
So basically the manga's like, hey, it's Snow White. Believe us, okay?
Believe us, okay? We're trying really hard. Even though actually it's Cinderella. It's Cinderella. I'm throwing it down.
3 of them are small.
3 of them are small.
Like 3 of them are like short. So they're,
yeah, so they're dwarves.
Yeah.
Hayate is a giant, but, you know, yeah.
The rest are Bishonen, but you can have, like, 3 kids and 4 Bishonen, right?
That's
the same.
It's the same difference, I know.
And also the princess, the sister, Shrug, the stepsister.
Oh, yeah.
Or Yaoi.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess talking more thematically about the fairy tales, I'm no fairy tale expert or anything, so don't I caveat everything I say all the time, always. That's what I'm saying. But you know, this manga seemed like, you know, it dealt fairly deeply with the idea of loss of innocence of children. You can't tell me that this merging stuff isn't about sex, because it totally is.
Like, I didn't get that. I was just always like, oh yeah, they're just merging. But I guess, oops. Like, I never made that connection until I saw your notes. So I was just like, oh, they're just... And then, like, Jimena's, like, embarrassed about it. I'm like, oh, no, that's because, like, you know, they're one and, like, he can hear her thoughts. Oh, no, I guess euphemisms. Whoops.
Okay, I feel like what I remember is actually in the manga that she is embarrassed about it the first time because she's like, what are we doing? Like, you come inside me? And I'm like, yeah, he comes inside you, all right. But then after that, she seemed pretty cool with it. But then, yeah, there was that one chapter in volume 3 where, like, Hayate gets to see her bra and she gets all embarrassed again. And I was like, what is this? Like, where did this come from? I don't understand. This volume 3 is just weird. Okay, I'm just going to say that because also the chapters in volume 3 are, like, twice as long. Like, there's only 3 of them. And they're twice as long as the other ones. But then in volume 4, it goes back to being the regular length chapters that were in volume 1 and 2. And I'm like, what is happening? Don't understand. So volume 3 is just weird. Let's just say that. But yeah, so like, I'm like, it's totally, it, but the only troubling aspect of seeing it as a metaphor for sex, I think, is that she does do it with children, which is weird.
Yeah, no, that part is weird. Yeah, I guess she only gets bashful about it mainly when, I think, when it's Hayate.
Yeah, because she totally has the hots for Hayate. Like, duh, obviously.
Hayate. I don't remember it being an issue in the anime where she was embarrassed about, like, merging with them. Like, I think it was much more natural. Like, she just sort of like, oh, okay, this makes sense.
I'm trying to remember from the first from the first episode that I watched last night. Yeah, I don't think that she was embarrassed. I do think that overall the animation that happens in this magical girl transformation sequence in the anime was much more sexualized.
Mm.
It lingered a lot. It lingered more than I expected on her, you know, naked body. And I was like, oh.
Oh, yes, the fairymon of the pre-tier world.
Yes, exactly. And I was like, I don't feel like I needed to see this much non-cleavage, whatever, anime, cool. I get it.
Well, at the end of chapter 3, in the bit that we mentioned about the sort of manga anime comparison thing from the mangaka, I think that she mentions, oh, the anime also tries to be aimed at boys as well and not just girls. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. I can see that.
Oh, did they say that? Okay, that would, yeah.
Yeah, with, you know, well, the potential naked 16-year-old.
Oh, yeah, and the ending of the anime is just like little angelic, chibi, Cupid-esque versions of all the dudes being naked too. And I was like, this is weird.
Mm.
This kind of weirds me out.
It's an anime for everyone. Everyone is objectified.
Butts and boobs everywhere. Okay. The manga is not actually that bad at it. It's just like these few scenes where it's like, okay, hi, sex is a thing, I guess. And then I guess Red Snow, like, okay, red traditionally in these fairy tales can usually mean menstruation. I'm kind of like, does it mean that in this context? Like, I don't buy that, but, you know, blood, generally destruction type things, like, sure, that seems right.
I thought it was like maybe the corruption of purity, because snow is like seen as pure and white and good, and then like red is like the corruption of it, but that's just how I thought about it.
I mean, right, that makes sense. I do always like snow metaphors, because the way that they use it in this too is, I'm trying to remember exactly what the scene is. Oh, I guess it's that at some point Himeno like runs away because Hayate is being a jerk as per usual or whatever. And he's like, we don't need you. Just get out of here or whatever. Or I think actually it's that Kay has revealed himself to be the jerk and just like use her as a decoy or something.
Yeah.
To lure out the Princess of Disaster, because at this point they've determined that it's somebody close to her or whatever. Yeah, so she runs away and is like, I'm just going to let the pure white snow, like, you know, kill me. I'm just going to lay here and let it bury me alive. And I'm like, ooh, yeah, that's
that
dark.
Was depressing.
I know, it's got really dark.
Yeah, like everyone gets like that. So it's kind of like, oh, like, I mean, I get like that. It's just like, oh, no, this is not good. She just like, oh, I just wish the world would just end and I want to die. And like, no one understands me. Like, it's like, oh, this is sad. This is depressing. This is dark.
I know, and it's, again, I'm like, this isn't actually that strange for shoujo, like, for more alternative shoujo manga, but it just, there's something about reading it that was like, why does this keep getting more and more depressing? Like, it's gonna end on a happy note, right? Like, Himeno is not gonna get, like, stabbed by the Princess of Darkness and then the world goes to crap or whatever, right? Like, I'm so confused.
I mean, I think she both, like, as well as Hayate, I think she also dies briefly in the anime and then becomes the white pre-tier and like revives both her and Hiyari, I think, for memory. So yeah, I guess she does die in the anime.
She does die.
I think.
Ooh. Cool. But yeah, so it's very dark. And I guess on the other, you know, sex metaphor front, it was like, we're fighting with seeds that are tentacle-esque. And I'm like, yeah, okay. It's totally not a sex metaphor.
Oh, I didn't make that connection either. Oh, no.
Oh. Oh, no. And it's like, clearly, you know, the thing that gives life, but also will strangle you to death. Yeah, that's
yeah.
Fun, right? Yeah, that duality is a lot of fun. I also kept trying to think of something to say about how it's you know, we have mentioned several times that there are three children and then like four like eligible bachelor people for her to date and then her dad. And it's kind of like, okay, I guess that's the spectrum of men, right? Like, and that's describes most female relationships with all types of men. So, you know, you get like child, so caregiver and whatever. And
yeah, like big sister, mother sort of character to them. Yeah.
Yeah. And then like dudes your own age, so like friends or lovers, and then like old dudes who are just dad figures. And I was like, cool, cool, cool.
Though I just thought, like, how cool would it be if one of the Leaf Knights was a woman? That'd be cool. I just thought of like, oh, out of the things that could have made it better, like I feel like that would have been pretty high up there. Like, oh yes, also one of them is just this woman, and it'd be good if everything's the same. Like, make maybe not Sasame, because like, and it's unless we make Mawada like a lesbian, which is cool, all for that. Make at least, maybe make Go like a not lesbian. Oh, make her a lesbian, yeah. Make her a woman, that'd be cool.
Yeah, that could be cool, because that would better explore these gender dynamics. Like, I feel like there's a lot of things in this manga, and because it's so vague, I'm like, do they all add up to something cohesive? Like, my gut is no, but... And I don't know, I guess there's, you know, everything that involves, like, a group of dudes, kind of like, I don't know. There's always inherent problem of, like, there's one lady, and I don't know, I guess the only other thing I can think of is, like, Shigyugi has the same thing, where it's, you know, there's seven Suzaku warriors, but in the other constellations, there is at least one girl, and I'm like, okay, that's cool. And I guess with Shigyugi, it's still interesting to me that, you know, the first story you get is Suzaku, which is like the first story that we get as people, but is chronologically the last story in how the whole story is told. So like in the past, they were more progressive, but like the past is also the future. It's very confusing. But yeah, so I'm very curious about how differently designed K is in the anime. Also because he has darker skin in the anime too, right? Like he's clearly, he's feminine and darker skinned. And I'm like, that seems like it's possibly just problematic, but maybe not.
Yeah, like it's very much in the anime stereotypical, like sort of problematic gay trope guy who's just like super flamboyant and like over exaggerates everything into fashion. Like I think in one scene he's brushing his hair at work, he's just like flopping his hair around, like he's just pretty stylish. It's like, I know at some point it's just like, oh, that's too much.
That's yeah,
like it's fine if they made him gay, but it's like it's just the stereotype instead of the actual character, if that makes sense.
Yeah, well, because again, it's like he's the token representation of both an exotic character and a gay person, so like
yeah,
it just has to rely on stereotypes sort of deal. That's unfortunate. Mm. But I guess at least he's not a Sasami lookalike.
Yeah, there is that, yeah.
I also feel like Manin is just a mini version of Kay and Sasami.
Oh, yeah. But I guess, like, because he's like, shorter and, like, has, like, more of, like, a big childish smile that it's different.
Yeah, but overall, I'm like, you're gonna get 10 years older and you're just gonna look like Sasami.
Yeah, true.
That's just how that's gonna work, right? Like, yeah, and then I feel like I already, you know, sort of mentioned this in explaining the ending of the manga, but I did enjoy, you know, this manga's representation of the cyclic nature of suffering. Because there are lots of other instances where it happens too. Like, they're always like, oh no, this tree has been corrupted, so we gotta kill the tree. And Himeno always has to be like, no, don't kill the tree. We're gonna purify the tree. Stop going immediately to killing the thing, because, you know, in killing the thing, you're just going to create more suffering for all the world. Like, Shin's gonna be upset and, like, all these things. It's hard to say, like, the ending is very affecting in the way that she's like, you know what you want is this leaf that people won't give you, so I'm just going to give it to you because I love you. And, you know, that's affecting in the way that it's like the whole thing is about them wanting people to understand them and to like give them things unconditionally, love, respect, whatever, in those ways. But I'm like, but how is that a practical, like in what practical way does that make sense, right? Like, it only makes sense because there's magic involved, right? Like, she has a magic well of leaf within her that she has made to give away, that's not taking leaf from all the other things in life, which is poignant in that, you know, like, cool, I guess we all have our own leaf that we could give away, and she chose to give it away. Like, I guess that's the way that it makes sense. But, like, magic. It's fun.
I guess that's, like, the magic in all of us sort of thing that I think a lot of magical girls, like, animes and manga tend to say, like, oh, magic is within all of us.
Magic was within you all along.
Like, it even happens in my favorite shoujo anime, Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah. I've not actually seen Buffy, to my great
shame. It's pretty good. Like, I really enjoyed it. I want to rewatch it, but it's like there's 9 seasons, and it's just like I should watch new things and not rewatch old things, but like it's really good.
Yeah, the only other thematic thing I had was that this again is only, so we've talked a lot about, I guess, the second half of the manga, which is all about the family drama and like mostly Mawata and Himeno searching for people to understand them when really they should just get together and understand each other. Anyway, the first half is much more about Hayate and his struggle with what he has done in the past, continuing to live with him. And I was like, I guess there's an interesting parallel between him. You know, he blames himself for making the Princess of Disaster, even if it's not necessarily true. Like, there's only so much you can blame him for other people's actions, right? Like, he did use her or whatever, but... Which is the thing that Himeno still struggles with. She's like, these people only care about me because I am the pre-tier. And I feel like this is also the resetting thing that I don't know. Like, I feel like she got over that at the end of volume 2 after hearing the story. But then it's all that she dwells on in the last 2 volumes. And I'm like, yeah, what? I'm so confused.
Like, it does come back a few times. But she also has, in a similar way that Hayate blames himself, she blames herself for the death of her mom, even though it wasn't her fault. Like, she clearly wanted to have a kid, even though it would kill her. Like, she knew that going in. But, like, Himeno blames herself. And I feel like this... this problem I've seen in other anime and TV shows and manga and everything, like the whole like, oh, my mother died giving birth to me, or my mother died because she was frail because she gave birth to me. Clan ad, that happens. Like, it just happens. Like, it's like, oh, a character's like, oh, but she died and I feel bad.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, okay, it makes sense. You know, Himeno is super, super young, but what I don't like about these plot lines is that like it always uses a really vague medical reason for this to happen. Yeah. Like, it's like
it's the plot illness that
yeah,
we see. Like, it's in every, basically every anime has like, oh, that's the character, she's sick, what of, oh, doctors can't figure it out, it's just sickness, that's what she's sick of. Oh, well, she's got sickness, oh, she's better now, oh wait, does the plot call for her to be unwell? Oh, try chapter 6. Oh, the fever's yeah, back.
Yeah,
guys, look, the fever came back, remember the fever,
the fever. Kari always suffering from that fever.
Only in plot convenient moments, and it's still a mystery. Like, you know, 6 years later, what's the illness? Illness.
Ooh, illness. Possession by homeostasis. Duh. I guess, well, there's also a very particular trope of, like, people who have weak hearts. Like, what makes your heart weak? I don't know. Like, this has come up in at least one other manga. Yeah, exactly. Only plot. This has come up in at least one other manga that has been covered on this podcast, and it was Millennium Snow, used in a different way. Like, the main character is the one with a weak heart. It's not, like, mom who dies of the weak heart or whatever, but, like, I don't know. I'm always just like, ugh, this plot device of this trope. This is so lazy, but whatever. So it, you know, it makes sense for Himeno to be distraught by that, at least on some level. But yeah, like, her mom clearly made a conscious decision knowing that those things would happen to her. And yeah, I don't know, I feel like I lost my thought again because today is not my day, that's why. Okay, I'm trying to think of how Hayate's plot concludes with, like, him losing the person he loves. Actually, I was very confused about that, to be honest. Like, I'm just so confused by the mechanics of the Princess of Disaster as outlined in volume 2. It was like, you know, he led the girl on by being like, I only cared about you because you're the pre-tier and I just want to make you happy. so that you would stay the pre-tier. And then they like trap her or whatever. So she's not dead. She's just like sleeping.
Mm.
But then why is Natsue throughout the rest of it the princess of disaster? Like what has happened? I'm so confused.
I think she's able to possess things even though she's like in like a frozen state. Like she's sort of awakened enough that she can possess people, like whoever she wants, like even though she's not able to move herself because magic.
Okay, so she still is the actual, like, Natsume is not actually the pre-tier. She's just being possessed.
Yeah, she's still Natsume, and sort of, like, she was able to be taken over because she had, like, that darkness of, like, oh, no, Kwaru left, and Mayune was just, like, being angry because that's her character, and she was able to be possessed, and then the maid was possessed because she needed to possess someone, I don't know. But I know, so in the anime, she's actually the maid. Like, no possession. That's just her.
Oh, that's boring.
Yeah.
Okay. So in the end, they did not take care of the Princess of Disaster. She's still just like chilling.
Yeah. Like a villain.
Chilling like a villain. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Cool. 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 Cool.
Pretty too.
So maybe Himeno's mom is secretly alive. Is that
what? Maybe. Yeah. Maybe she's the 16 years. Pretty of Darkness, actual Himeno's mom.
Yeah. Oh, dark. Dark, dark, dark.
Gee, that would have been really disturbing. Like, Himeno would have broken. Like, if, like, her mother's zombified corpse came back and, like, I am the Pretty of Darkness. And, like, oh, God.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah. Why do I have these thoughts?
Such good fan fiction. Himeno is, like, already basically broken over everything, over.
Yeah.
Everybody just loving her because she's the Pretty or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of like, now I'm like, is Hayate just a jerk? I mean, clearly he's a jerk. He's played to be a jerk, but like...
Yeah, that's the character.
That's he's supposed to be Tsundere, right? Like, he's clearly supposed to be Tsundere, but yeah, I'm like, wait. So he could theoretically save the other girl. I guess, I don't know. The mechanics of this are not made clear. There's also, like, we haven't talked about how there are two different worlds, but, like...
Yeah.
It sort of doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't think the manga remembered there were two different worlds.
I don't think the...
She was going to go there at some point.
Yeah, she was like, oh, wait, I don't... It was cool at first. She was like, I don't want to go live in this other world with y'all. Like, I'm going to stay here. And then at some point, she's like, JK, it's gotten real bad here. Nobody likes me. So I'll go live with you in the other world. And I'm like, do they live in that other world? Like, I really don't think they do. Because they have jobs and stuff.
Yeah, and then they sit outside Himeno's room, apparently.
Yeah, like, Hayate starts, like, you know, chilling in her room at night to guard her or whatever, because they're like, well, the Princess of Disaster is somebody who's close to you, so we're scoping it out. And I'm like, y'all just don't, you just straight don't live in this other world. It was called, like, Leafiana or something.
Yeah, Leafiana, yeah.
And I was just like, what's the point of having this alternate world, aside from it gives you an excuse for magic, I guess? Is it more prominent in the anime that there's two worlds?
I think they go there and then that's where we see the little fluff balls, but I don't remember much about Lithuania being in the anime, so I'm going to say, like, if they do go there, it's, like, not very long.
So it's, like, the same level of, like, not important. Yeah, I guess it's very interesting to have a story where there is an alternate dimension that, you know, the protagonist is like, I don't want to go there. Nah, I'm cool here. And I mean, arguably it's, you know, it's a parallel to how she used to be super poor and now she already lives in quote unquote another world by going to live with her super rich stepmom and sister and all those things. Like, she already feels very out of place and all these things. So clearly she's like, it's not always better on the other side, fools. I don't want to go there with you. Like, y'all just going to make me the princess of disaster. No, thanks. I'm good.
I do like that Himeno has that worry that she'll become the Princess of Darkness. I don't recall that being in the anime, but I really do like she's like, but what if this makes me the Princess of Darkness? Will going to Lithuania make me the Princess of Darkness? Will this make me the Princess of Darkness? Oh, Shin died. Will that make me the Princess of Darkness? Like, she's constantly having this anxiety of, like, it happened before. Am I going to be evil? Am I going to kill my best friend? Am I going to kill my family? Like, this is terrifying. I like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's realistic. I like it because... even though she clearly does keep getting sadder and sadder, which, you know, is sad. But, like, yeah. I like it because she never actually becomes the Princess of Darkness, I guess. Like, I feel like edgier things would be like, yes, and then she did become the Princess of Darkness, at least for a hot second, right? Like, she would fall into that. And I was like, cool. And I don't even... It's nice because I don't even think that she overcame it necessarily because she, you know, solved all the problems in her life. She's just like, you know what? I had a moment. In this moment, we will all be happy. Like, I recognize that things will be rough again, probably. But like, cool. For now, we've resolved ourselves to these things. The Princess of Darkness is clearly still out there waiting for us to come possess somebody else next. Looking at you, Moana.
Maybe the best friend. Oh, yeah, Moana, oh, yeah. I guess.
Looking at you, Yaoi, that's not your real name.
Yaoi. But... the evil Yaoi is coming to get us.
Yeah. The evil Yaoi is coming to get us. Yeah, that's fun. I can't think of other things to say, so now we shall move on to the silly hashtag not a love quiz, because I am very curious to take this Which of the Seven Dwarves Are You BuzzFeed quiz. I guess we will take it as ourselves, and then I do want to have a conversation about which dwarves we think, like, line up with the seven of them. Like, which one of them is Sneezy or whatever?
I think Dopey would be Shin, though, obviously, like, straight off the bat. Like, he's always just, like, looks like he's about 5 seconds from falling asleep.
It's true, but does that make him, isn't there a sleepy one?
Is there a sleepy one? I thought it was just Dopey. Oh, is there sleep? Oh, okay, I thought sleepy.
Now I have to look up the seven dwarves. I mean, I probably should have looked this up before. But, you know, I'm going to do it now. That's why we have computers. See, the other part about talking about fairy tales is that it's so hard, like, growing up on Disney and having those be our main sources of these fairy tales is like, I don't know what's real anymore. I just don't know.
There is a sleepy.
Yeah. So Shin is sleepy. See?
Yeah. I thought the Dopey was sleepy. I got them combined. I guess Grumpy is Hayate, though.
Oh my god, yes.
Doc is definitely Sasame, because he's like, I guess I guess Kay is also quite smart.
Yeah, I guess they are Kay the same.
Yeah.
The smarty pants one, though.
Who's bashful? None of them are bashful.
Okay, let me look at this.
Sasame's happy, I guess.
I would put either Go. Yeah, Go is happy or bashful. One of those. That's what I was going to say.
Does Hajime even have a character?
No. He's the one name that I was like, I'm not sure that's his name. But you said it, so I'm going to go with it.
He's water. That's his character. Water.
Yeah, he's water. He was there. Yeah. Did he have an arc? He had no arc, right?
No, he was just, he's water.
Everybody else had an arc, just to be clear. He can be Sneezy, because we don't know anything about him.
Yeah, maybe he's got sinusitis, because he's, like, same.
I agree. I think we solved it. Okay, I'm very curious about which one of the seven dwarves, you know, we are. Okay, so the first question is, what's the best ride at Disneyland? It's Small World, Haunted Mansion, Splash Mountain, Matterhorn Bobsleds, Indiana Jones. Well, then you get to click it, don't you? Indiana Jones Adventure, Pirates of the Caribbean, Best Ride, I'm All About the Turkey Legs, Disneyland what? Sucks, I'm Going to Disney World.
What's Turkey Legs?
You know, I'm pretty sure that's like a pretty big thing that you're supposed to get at Disneyland.
I mean, I haven't been to Disneyland since I was six, so...
I have never been to Disneyland. I've only been to Disney World, so I guess I gotta click that one.
I remember when I was six, they had to stop the Haunted Mansion ride because I like started freaking out because it was terrifying me.
Oh, made them stop the Haunted Mansion ride?
Yeah. I was scared. Like, because I started freaking out and they were like, there's a kid that's freaking out. And like, all I remember is they said, stay in your Doomobile. And like, I just like, little baby May was like, nah, having none of this.
Having none of this. So you broke Disneyland.
I think I want to select Matterhorn Bobsleds because I like the Yeti.
Ah, I'm not sure that I know what that one is. I'm like, have I been on that one? I don't know.
It's the one that's the big, I think it's meant to be Mount Everest and it's meant to be the Everest expedition. I think it might have changed its name, probably. I remember it as just Matterhorn. Mm. So I'm just assuming Matterhorn Bobsleds is that one because you go down in a bobsled.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I'm surprised I don't have Big Thunder Mountain, because, like, I'm all about that jam.
Yeah, there's some choice rides missing from this, but, you know, BuzzFeed.
But, yes, Splash Mountain, I remember that.
Right? Everybody remembers Splash Mountain.
I was scared to go down it. My parents had to bribe me with plush toys.
Even so young?
Yeah. Even now, like, I'm just like, oh, I don't really like falling, but as if someone bribes me, I'll probably do it.
Living that Disney life. Okay. What phrase do you usually use to end an email? Thank you. Thanks. Later, alligator. Good night. Sincerely. Cheers. Best regards. Bye, Felicia.
What is bye, Felicia?
I don't know, but it's funny. People are going to be like, y'all are so stupid. That's fine. It's fine. Whatever.
Like, I mean, I guess it depends on, like, what kind of email. Like, in my work emails, I write regards, but in, like, casual emails, I'll write cheers. So I guess I'll go cheers, because, like, that's... cheers is my nature to add on, but regards is, like, the functional human being that I pretend that I am at work.
Aw. I think I always go sincerely. I'm just going to click that. That's fine. Okay. Pick a Disney sidekick. Oh, no. This is going to be terrible because I don't know their names. Okay.
The dragon from Mulan. I'm picking the dragon from Mulan.
I mean, yeah.
He can do the tongue. He can't do the tongue thing.
Yes, the dragon from Mulan is probably what I will click, but I will try to. So it's Dory from Finding Nemo. Alligator thing from I'm Not Even Actually Sure. The raccoon from Pocahontas. What is the iguana from? I don't know.
That's from Rapunzel.
Oh, yeah.
Tangled.
Yeah. See, there we go.
Also, I think the alligator's the one from Peter Pan. He's the one that eats has the clock inside him, and that's why the captain can hear him.
Never got into Peter Pan. Okay.
That's what I remember. You. I think it's Peter Pan.
We're very bad at Disney, apparently. Okay. The genie from Aladdin. What's his face? The fish from Little Mermaid. Secretly, I'm just really bad at names. I really thought I would be worse at remembering the pre-tier characters' names.
Yeah.
I've been pretty good so far. And then the snowman from Frozen.
Olaf, I think his name is.
Olaf. But obviously, the correct answer is the dragon.
Yeah, he's sassy.
Yeah.
But so is the genie, to be fair.
Raccoon from Pocahontas is a close second for me, I must say.
Yeah. He had personality.
Right? He was funny. He ate crackers. It was great.
Same.
Which tale by the Brothers Grimm most closely describes your life? Cinderella, The Frog Prince, The Goose Girl, Rapunzel, Hansel and Gretel, Rumpelstiltskin, Sleeping Beauty, The Mouse, The Bird, and The Sausage. I don't even know what this last one is.
Yeah, me neither. That sounds like is it a joke?
Is that a joke? BuzzFeed, you make us feel real stupid. This is not nice.
I don't know. Am I missing something? I'm going to go with Sleeping Beauty because I'm narcoleptic.
Oh.
That's about it.
Describes my life. This is hard. Do any of them describe my life? I don't know.
Do you like sausages, mouses, and birds?
Yeah, I really think I'm going to click that just for the lulz. Anyway, what's your favorite apple dessert? You expect me to be able to name desserts? Okay, pie.
Pie?
What's the second one?
I don't They're both know. Pies.
They're both pies? Okay. Apple bread?
Like, yeah, that looks like apple bread.
Caramel apples. What's this?
I want to say apple crumble.
Okay, apple crumble. What's the next thing?
Biscuits?
I don't know. Jello shot things?
I thought that was alcohol.
It might be. I don't know. I do not drink, so I definitely don't know. And then just straight apples.
I'm going to go with what I think is an apple crumble, because now I want apple crumble. I might go to the store and get apple crumble after this now.
Thanks, BuzzFeed. That does look the most... It looks like the right amount of ratio of, like, sugar that will rot your teeth, but, like, maybe not so bad, you know?
Yeah. Apples are healthy. It won't rot my teeth, no matter how much sugar I put in it, right?
Yeah. That's how apples work. An apple a day keeps the doctor away or whatever. How many hours of sleep per night do you typically get? Oh, this is a great question for you, May. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 or more.
I wish it asked me during the day, because I was just like, all the time if I'm not medicated. That's really hard. I guess 9, because I do set an alarm.
You get 9 hours of sleep?
Yeah.
Wow.
I wake up at like 6:30 and I go to bed whenever I fall asleep. So whenever my narcolepsy medication wears off.
Magical. I definitely sleep 7 to 8. I'll put 8 to be nice to myself. to pretend. Yeah, that much sleep. What gemstone would you give to a lover? Diamond, topaz, sapphire, amethyst, ruby, emerald, tanzanite? Tanzanite? Is that, I don't even know what that is. Garnet. I only know half of these things because of Steven Universe. Not gonna lie. Not gonna lie.
I know them because of Steven Universe or Pokemon.
Yes, and that. We're clearly very romantic.
I like blue. Sapphire is blue.
Yeah.
I guess I click sapphire because blue's blue.
You do you, man. I don't know.
I don't know. Gems?
Gems? Crystal gems? Man, who's my favorite crystal gem? Garnet.
Where's Steven?
Where's the Steven? I don't know. They're clearly doing it wrong. Why isn't that the troll answer, BuzzFeed?
Yeah, Steven.
They clearly should have put that. Okay, this one's going to be hard. It's just pick a mirror. Do I try to describe the different mirrors? Very ornate mirror. Mirror hanging on the wall with some ornaments. Little standy mirror. I don't know what makes a... The first one was a handheld ornate mirror. This one is a on-the-wall, very ornate mirror. The next one is a square rectangle mirror. The other one has a hairbrush in it. The other one has... Ooh, is very deep. It's just a round mirror that shows an apple fully in the mirror, but then outside of it, the apple is mostly eaten. And then a rear-view mirror, like in a car. I really want to... I'm going to pick this apple one because I think it's funny and fitting for this manga.
This is hard. I guess, like, the one that's on the pole that looks like a bathroom mirror that's on, like, one of those magnifying ones.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Because my mirror is, like, one of those fold-out ones, and it's got Digimon on one side, and that is clearly not an option.
I am so not surprised that you said that.
Like, oh yeah, my glasses case, also a Digimon.
Yeah, everything that Mei possesses is a Digimon, let's just be clear.
Yeah, I can probably make this microphone Digimon. I got a bike and I called it Zero from Digimon V-Tamer, so...
I mean...
Not a problem.
Yeah. I'm shocked that everything's not a Digimon. There's plenty of Digimon names, like, just add Mon to the end of anything and it's a Digimon name.
Yeah, true.
Okay, what's your favorite thing about Snow White? She's kind, she's gentle, she's sweet, she's cheerful, she's generous, she's helpful, she's beautiful. I actually can't stand the biznatch.
Wow.
That's rude.
I guess she's kind, like she's really nice to animals and stuff.
Okay, yeah. What should I click? What do I feel like clicking? Helpful? I don't know. Okay, which of the seven dwarves are you? Is this all just a troll quiz? What'd you get?
I got sneezy.
Okay.
Because I have sinusitis, so that I can get down to that. What about you?
I got stealthy, which is like, what? I'm like, that's not, I know how to read, right? That's what it says. That's totally what it says.
Stealthy? That's not one of them.
And it's like, we didn't meet you in the 1937 Disney film and only one about your existence and only know about your existence because of Once Upon a Time. Apparently this is
that the TV show?
I guess. I don't even know.
So it's saying that you're unique?
I guess. I'm a sneaky dwarf. That's what it's saying, right? I'm the dwarf you didn't even know was there.
The eighth dwarf. the mysterious eighth dwarf.
That's right. This opens up a whole new door of possibilities. I feel, all right, I'll accept it. I'm totally the stealthy dwarf. That's cool. I am very short.
I'm just very sneezy. Oh, yeah.
I am only 5 foot. I'm only 5 feet tall. Yeah. So I'm a short person. But yeah, so we are final segment, unless you have things to say after the final segment, in which case it's not the final segment, but whatever. Shipping corner. Very important, even though screw boys. We didn't need boys to solve the problems in this manga. Whatever. But ships time. The first one I wrote down was Hayate and Takako, which is the name of the Princesses of Disaster, which I definitely could not remember throughout this conversation.
Yeah, I think I kept on calling him Taoko or something, but yeah, Takako, that sounds legitimate. Yeah.
We don't know names. It was hard, okay? There's only 4 volumes and 1 million characters. Not a good ship, no. Ends in badness. We didn't get enough time with her. We basically only know about her from, like, a flashback, right?
And we know she's, like, she is more like, I guess, Snow White. Like, she's all like, everything's, like, I know I'm too kind. I don't want to fight. And Himeno's kind of like, she cares about nature and she cares about animals, but she'll still, like, hurt you.
Yeah, she's willing to hurt you. She just doesn't want to kill you.
Yeah.
She's willing to punch you in the face. Like, that's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, wait, now was Takako supposed to be Snow White all along?
Maybe. And maybe Himeno was Cinderella and Takako was Snow White.
Oh, snaps. Revelations. Okay. Yeah, I mean, her anger at being used... Well, her anger at Hayate for only showing her affection because she's a preteer is understandable. I get you. I get you, girl. You don't want boys to just love you because you're this one thing.
Mm.
You don't want them to use you for your powers leading you on like that. It's rude. But then we have Hayate and Himeno. Do we like them as a couple?
I remember that 16-year-old Mei really wanted Himeno to end up with Susame, because that's, I guess, more of a thing in the anime. In the manga, it's just like, no, I don't really... I mean, he's kind of mean to her. In the anime, he calls her fat because wow. She's muscly, and like, because she's like, it's said that she's got an athletic body because, you know, she does martial arts. And he's like, oh, you're heavy, you're fat, you weigh a lot. And she's like, no, I weigh a lot because I've got lots of muscle. I'm just like, yeah, good. No, so I don't like Hayate as a love interest for Himeno, no.
Really?
Huh. I don't know. Like, I don't like the whole, like, oh, guy is mean to girl, like, really mean, kind of bullies her and is very harsh sort of thing. I don't know. Just, I don't know.
I mean, yeah.
It's not my ship.
He's definitely being cruel to her, but I was like, oh, it's so inevitable, and Hayate is just so painfully tsundere.
Yeah, true.
You know, he just does it because he cares about all of you so much. He definitely gets less insufferable by the end of the manga.
Mm.
They have some cute moment where they like hold hands, yeah, or whatever.
I like when he accepts her as the pre-tier and says, oh, you are the pre-tier. And that's nice. But that's in, like, I think volume 4. And it's like an accepting moment where he's like, is nice to her.
Oh, right. That's the context. Yeah. He's like, because she's always like, you don't want me to be the pre-tier anyway. And he's like, well, if you're going to stop being the pre-tier, then I'm going to stop being a leaf knight. And she's like, what? You're not allowed to quit being a freaking leaf knight? That's like inherent to your identity. And he's like, well, I don't want to be a leaf knight unless you're my pre-tier or whatever. And like, and I was like, oh, you cheese balls. You did it. You finally got the cheesies on. Okay, but so if you liked Susame with Himeno, did you like that in the manga? I mean, that was hinted at, right? But like,
yeah, it's like it is hinted at, and he's like nice and kind of like playfully flirty to her. It's not like it doesn't give as much time to it as the anime does. So like this time, I'm just like, oh, there's not really super big like amounts of evidence for it in the manga, but I guess in the anime, like, it's maybe I'm misremembering, but like definitely 16-year-old me was like, yeah, they're cool, and then like Susame turned out to be evil, and I was like, oh, okay, never mind.
So you like it more in the manga because he's not evil.
Yeah, but there's like less romantic moments between her and him and Himeno. Can't speak all of a sudden.
Yeah, there's definitely, I mean, there are times where Himeno, like, blushes because he gives her attention, because he's, like, being nice, and after Hayate has been all mean to her or whatever.
Yeah.
But otherwise, he never really, like, overtly makes a move. He's just like, ugh, you two clearly like each other. Whatever, fine. And again, I always had the lingering sense that Susame was, like, kind of creepy and evil, so I was always like, I don't know about you. I don't know about you, my friend. But then there's Susame and Mawata. I don't know how... I mean, Mawata clearly likes him more than he likes her.
Well, he doesn't really know her. Like, she feels like that she knows him really well because, you know, she writes into his show. But it's like, it's more like a fangirl and the radio guy. That like, he doesn't know her. Like, they don't know each other, really. She just likes his sort of personality that he has in his tapes.
Yeah, and I think she is tricked into thinking perhaps that he knows her better than he actually does, because she's writing to him, right? And she's like, these are, yeah, my true things, and he like responds to them in such a way that,
yeah,
implies he understands or whatever.
Yeah, and she feels like that he's the only person who understands her, because she feels like no one else does. And in the anime, this is like, you sort of see that this is more or less how the Preteer of Darkness felt about Hayate. So in the anime, they're like, Mawata sort of has these feelings for Sasame, and Sasame sort of feeds on that, and that's why she is able to sort of become evil in a way. Like, he makes her do the bidding, I think, from what I can remember. She does some evil things, I think.
Mawata?
Yeah.
That makes sense. I always thought she was going to do something more evil than she ever did in this manga.
Yeah. Because Sasame's like, oh, I'll get with you if you do some things.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I guess I liked at least Sasami and Mawata's actually, like, talking out how they don't know each other. Mostly, like, Sasami, you know, being like, I'm not even the one that you want approval from, talk. And he's like, and I certainly don't want you or whatever, you know, like. Yeah, and I was like, that's right. Because Mawata and Himeno should be a thing. That's what this manga taught me.
It taught me, forget boys, date your stepsister.
Yeah, they're not related by blood, man. Gossip Girl told me it was okay. Gossip Girl taught me it was okay. That's all I'm saying. They're not related by blood. It's fine. It's fine.
Oh, man, I just remember that Chuck Bass's actor is a bad person, and now I feel bad.
Oh, I mean, Chuck Bass is a bad person, so, like...
He got better, and then he got bad, and then he got better.
Whatever, man, he's bad. Like, you love him, but he's bad.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he's a terrible, terrible person, but, like, I love Chuck Bass, but, like, then his actor went and did some naughty things and got in trouble with the Me Too stuff. And,
oh, no. Hasn't everybody?
Yeah.
Tragically. I mean, seriously, though. Like, everybody's bad. Just assume. I think we all default to, yeah, we default to everybody's good, but no, they're all bad. Just assume that they're bad. They've done a bad thing. Only Mawata and Himeno are pure.
Yes. Pure like snow.
Pure like white snow, not this white red snow garbage.
Not red snow.
That's right. Mawate is the white snow to the pure snow of freaking Himeno's last name. Whatever, cool. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. The last ship that I have written down was Natsue and Kaoru.
Adorable.
Adorable. Best ship.
I like them. Like, I remember them in the anime, and they're just very lovey-dovey. And then there's, like, you know, the bit where he writes a book, and, yeah, they have, like, unhealthy moments. But, like, in the end, it's like they really love each other, and they both are like, oh, does she only love me because of my books? Oh, does he only love me because of my money? But that doesn't seem like him, but what if it is? And they both have, like, anxieties, and then they realize that they just love each other, and it's really nice. Yay.
Yay. And they can have money and books and be happy. Yay.
Yeah, and, like, I know, in the anime, and I keep on talking about the anime, I'm sorry, but, like, there's a moment where, he's like, well, like, oh, I did this for you, my sweetheart. Oh, really? And there's, like, these constant moments. And he's not so much like an alcoholic in the anime. He's just like, oh, yes, my sweetheart, let us go into the sunset. Oh, I bought you this. Oh, I love you. And they're just, like, completely in love. And the manga is just, like, they're troubled, which is... It's like sad, and it's like, oh no, they're not good. But like, I feel like I like them in the manga because they have those anxieties and the troubles. Like, they are normal. They're not like this fake sort of like, oh, I love you, sweetie. I love you too. But it's like, I don't know. It's real. I like it. Oh, yeah, I can get on with this. I have two OTPs in this. It's Natsue and Kaoru and Mawata and Himeno.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. And yeah, I mean, it's like, even though they're clearly very troubled in the manga, they also do have plenty. I don't know if they're, you know, they're not like swooning cute moments together all the time, but they clearly do things together that it's like, wow, you have like a healthy relationship. Like, you go out to dinner together, but you also have like alone time sometimes, but like, yeah, you just like, you do stuff together. How good. Like, and you don't like, you know, we don't see them like fighting about it. They're just like, we just naturally hang out together. Isn't that cool? That's how it should be. Cool. And I'm like, thank you. That's sweet. I guess there's like when Kaoru like sprained his foot or whatever too, because Mayune was
the banana peels. Yeah.
Yeah. On the banana peels that were supposed to be for Himeno. But, you know, other people live in this giant house. So whatever. Oh, I guess there's a ship we forgot, which is, Tanaka, the butler, and Natsue.
Yeah, that's funny. That's like mainly in the omakes though, because he's more of like a character in the anime. For memory, he tries to like get Kaoru and Natsume to argue, but it doesn't work. That's what I can remember. But yeah, he and the Preacher of Darkness, who is pretending to be the maid, like, have some adventures, like, I think, or they work together or something.
Interesting. Yeah, no.
I have super duper great memories about this.
Oh, yeah. Well, definitely in the manga, it's much more of a, like, you know,
side thing
that's just put at the end for the lulz. Like, Tanaka always wanted to get together with her, and now he's just her butler, and she, like, doesn't get it or whatever. Yeah, I don't think there are any, unless you wish to ship some of the dudes together, too. I don't know if we wish that, like, Go went out
Go
with...
Go
and K. Go and K, you
Why
do?
Why not? Why not? Yeah.
Agree.
Like, if they have to be two, like, Go and K, I guess maybe Susame and Hayate, but, like, Go and K are, like, I don't know.
I definitely don't want Susame and Hayate to go out together, no. Like,
well, Go and K, then.
Yeah, I can accept that. Because Go is a fun-loving dude. He's, like, pretty chill, but also responsible. K is a little uptight and can be mean, but, like, I feel like, you know, Go would gently reprimand him, and
yeah,
they'd have a cute little romance going on. Good. I'm glad we headcanoned that. Okay, great.
Headcanon approved.
Yes. We figured it all out. Yeah, is there anything else that you wanted to bring up about this manga?
It just made me want to read a lot more shoujo manga, actually. Like, I don't know, it's been a while since I read shoujo manga. Like, I used to read a lot when I was a kid. I would just borrow, I'm pretty sure it's a shoujo, it's called Cerez Celestial Legend. They had all of it at my local library, and I read all of it when I was, like, 13. I think it was, like, probably my first, one of my first manga that I read that I didn't own. Like, I borrowed it from the library, and I was just like, oh, no, I really liked that. I don't remember much about it, but I remember it was good, and there was a lot of it. And, I don't know, it made me want to read more shoujo, and it's, yeah, I need to get back into reading, and this is going to be a problem. I need to, I think Crunchyroll has manga, so I'm going to go see what they have available.
Crunchyroll does have some manga. I am not intimately aware of what they have, other than it's kind of mostly, like, at least in America, stuff that's published by Kodansha, as far as I'm aware. But yes, Cerez Celestial Legend. I don't remember reading the manga. I do remember being in love with Toya from watching the anime.
Yeah, I remember Toya. I never watched the anime. I don't think I even realized there was one, but the manga I read all of, and I had a lot of feelings about. I want to reread it now.
Yeah, Yuatase is pretty good though. Manga, always recommend reading more Yuatase. I've been reading, like, maybe a little too much shoujo manga these days. I'm like, oh my god, it's killing me slowly.
you should probably start a podcast about it then.
Yeah, maybe. This podcast is slowly killing me. I mean, I love it, but also it's slowly killing me.
Well, what's a good podcast without a little bit of death, right?
Yeah, I know, right? That's what I'm saying. Like, what's this manga without a little bit of a hint of death in it, right?
Yeah. Like wanting to go into the snow and die, I guess.
Yeah, going in the snow and die. It's just, you know, we all have those thoughts. That's a dark note to end on, but we're going to do it.
Yeah, let's go out into the snow.
Let's go into the
snow. It's winter here, so.
You know what? Snow can be fun. You don't have to let it bury you.
It can be, or it can be a good bury. It can be like oh yes, I've had a good day. It's really hot. I'm going to go sit in some snow.
Yeah, or you can just go sledding like normal people. Anyway, thanks for listening to Shoujo and Tell. Comments, questions, constructive criticism, concerns, you can get about your OTP, email shoujoandtell@gmail.com or leave a comment on shoujoandtell.com/pretier. We're at Shoujo and Tell on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and Tumblr. I don't know why I left off Tumblr. I don't know. Probably because I don't like Tumblr. I don't know. Maybe. Anyway, May, where can people find you and your work online?
So I'm Lost in Translation One on everything. We have a blog, which is lostintranslationone.com. But yeah, we're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, everything, basically. If you want to just follow me and on my podcast, I'm at Ancient Irismon on Twitter. I don't talk about Digimon that much, I promise. I probably do, though. I talk about bikes and rollerblading as well.
Oh, that's true. Like, I can verify this.
and being in hospital because I hurt myself or because of my sleep studies. And that's interesting. People like to hear about health problems, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, I'm also Airdramon on Tumblr. But yeah, that's basically me. Lots of Digimon.
Lots of Digimon. I verify. Lots of Digimon.
Well, they are forever.
Oh my gosh, Digimons are forever. It's true.
And And Digimons are everywhere as well.
No, I only love Digimons Are Forever. It's the best thing that Lucky Gen I gave us.
The only thing Try gave us.
The only Try. Oh, yes, no. Exactly.
Probably not only, but like, oh God, that was a disappointing series.
I know. It's hard. Are you excited every time you see a new episode from us? If so, please consider leaving a rating in iTunes or Stitcher. This will help the podcast reach more hearts, or at least ears. Thanks again for listening. We'll be back next time for either Banana Fish by Akimi Yoshida or Magic Knight Ray Earth by Clamp. If it ends up being neither of those, don't at me, yo. Those are the two I'm in talks about with yes. Banana Fish is actually currently difficult because it's awesome because my library has it. It's not awesome because it seems like some like professor type or something has it until like the end of July. I don't know how that's happening, but whatever.
Jeez.
I know, right? I'm like, excuse me, some other people would like to read this manga. Okay. But yes, the point is scheduling podcasts is hard. I try. There will be more shoujo and telling. Don't worry. Calm down. Stay tuned. Until then, bye.
Bye.